And that Proms Composer Portrait was recorded earlier this evening and introduced by Andrew McGregor. Stay with us on Radio 3 in just a moment. We'll be across the road again for a late prom at the Royal Albert Hall.
On BBC Radio 4, John Hume, Maya Angelou, Ndileka Mandela, Doreen Lawrence, Malala Yousafzai, Joan Baez, Mary Robinson, and His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Leading campaigners for civil rights and justice around the world, read Martin Luther King's iconic speech in full.
I have a dream.
I have a dream.
I have a dream.
I have a dream.
I have a dream today.
1963 is not an end, but a beginning.
I Have a Dream on BBC Radio 4, tomorrow morning at 9.
This, though, is BBC Radio 3, and it's now 10:15. At 11:45 tonight, Nick Luscombe introduces tonight's Late Junction. But now, from the stage of the Royal Albert Hall here in London, here's Jez Nelson with the second of this evening's proms.
Hello and welcome to this year's Late Night Jazz Prom, which is live here on BBC Radio 3, the home of the proms. As he describes in the programme notes for tonight's concert, Django Bates' love affair with Charlie Parker began at an early age. His dad gave him the pioneering saxophonist biography to read when he was just 12, and obsession set in. He even rather sweetly modelled a mini Parker out of plasticine. Well, four decades on, the romance continues, and the music we'll hear tonight is the latest expression of Django's fantastically original reimaginings of Parker's classic compositions and original works inspired by his beloved bird. We'll hear more from Django about his hero as the night goes on, but Charlie Parker, who died at just 34 some 58 years ago, was unquestionably one of jazz's most important figures. His compositions and playing style helped define bebop and, in turn, all jazz that followed it. Django Bates himself is one of modern jazz's finest composers and group leaders. His 80s big band Loose Tubes launched the careers of many of the UK's current finest players. In fact, Django's last appearance at the proms was way back in 1987 with Loose Tubes, the first ever jazz orchestra to be afforded the honour of a prom. Tonight, he's back with another large group already on stage behind me, the Norbotten Big Band, who claim to be the world's northernmost professional big band, hailing as they do from just south of the Arctic Circle in Sweden. They join Django's regular beloved trio with Dame Peter Brun on drums and Swede Petter Eld on bass. With a celebration of Charlie Parker, please welcome Django Bates.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's an amazing experience to be presenting Charlie Parker's music at the Proms. Really special. And about an hour ago, I was sitting underneath this stage and Stravinsky was leaking through. I was underneath the French horns and I got them and everything that was low, the rumble of the timps and the contrabass. It was otherworldly. And it reminded me that Stravinsky went to see Charlie Parker play at Birdland in 1951 or something. And Parker saw Stravinsky sitting in the corner and quoted from Stravinsky's Firebird. And Stravinsky, it's known, slammed his drink down on the table in delighted amusement. Why would Stravinsky go to see Charlie Parker? Well, that piece is probably part of the answer. It's at its heart, it's a blues in F, but it has loads of F sharps, plenty of G's, lots of G sharps, tons of A's, because he's a happy guy, Charlie Parker. B flat, B, C, C sharp, D. Weirdly enough, not so many E flats, even though that's the bluesy note. I don't know. Lots of E naturals, it's the whole thing, and Stravinsky would certainly have dug that. Now we'd like to play Laura, beautiful theme from a film noir called Laura, which Charlie Parker loved and played often. Thank you. Thank you very much. After Laura, we played Donna Lee, that piece, by Charlie Parker. With Laura, Charlie Parker took every opportunity to play that alongside strings and oboe and the sound of one very drunk man singing. So when that bottle dropped in that little space, it was perfect. The next piece is a world premiere of The Study of Touch. I was kindly commissioned by the Swedish organizations New Directions and the Norrbotten International Music Center, which is an incredible place. I recommend you go there, watch a gig. Tonight's program that you might be holding has an explanation of The Study of Touch. And if you haven't read the program, I recommend you take a couple of weeks off work and have a browse through it. It's quite large. Here's a different story, not the one in the programme, but touch is touch. When I was a very young kid, I was taken to see the incredible string band at a very big venue, so big that it made this seem like a dingy jazz club. I think it was the Festival Hall or something. And the incredible string band, the reason I went to that gig was I had a strange fascination with the Hedgehog song by that band. And at a certain point in the gig, one of the band said to the audience, "Hey, turn around to the person on your left and shake their hand. Hey, turn around to the person on your right, shake their hand. Turn right round, say hi to the person behind you." And I was surrounded by adults who I'd gone to the gig with who were quite cynical about the whole thing. And yet, inside my little child's heart, I knew it was good. And that's what this piece is about, The Study of Touch.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was The Study of Touch. It featured Håkan Broström on soprano. And Carl Martin Almqvist on the tenor. Okay, and you're hearing a lot, thank God, of Peter Bruhn and Petter Eld tonight. Bass and drums. Actually, because I felt this was a special occasion, I asked Petter and Peter if they had something they wanted to communicate to such a large group of people, and they both said yes. Peter Bruhn on drums from Copenhagen, he requested that I tell you that there are more people living on this earth right now than have ever lived since the beginning of time and have ever lived and died since the beginning of time. Just have a few minutes of radio silence to ponder that one. Further, he asked me to illustrate it by explaining that if everybody in the world who's alive wanted to play the role of Shakespeare's Hamlet, there would not be enough skulls to go around.
It really helps.
And Petter Eld from Sweden very sweetly asked me to tell you that his father's mother, Karin Eld, was born in 1920, the same year as Charlie Parker, and she's still going strong. There you go. Okay. Now we'd like to play Aliucha by Charlie Parker. Aliucha.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Aliucha. Now we'd like to play... I'm going to speed this up because, wow, time has gone very fast. We are not lost, we are simply finding our way. A piece of mine now. I wrote down on a scrap of paper, we are not lost, we are simply finding our way, and left it on the kitchen table. Looked like a good piece title. And I wrote the piece, and then it started to bug me, yeah, but where did it come from? I think maybe it was part of Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, which was abridged for radio. And I think at a certain point, the father was walking very fast up a mountain, and the son was getting tired, and the father was saying, come on, we're not last, we're simply finding our way. And so I've got Petter Eld reading through the book, Frontways, and the manager of the band trio, Jeremy Farnell, reading from the back. Going to meet in the middle and see if they can identify the phrase. Here we are. This is going to feature Peter Dahlgren on the trombone. We are not lost, we're simply finding our way.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Comes a point in every big band gig, hopefully, where the second trombonist takes his shoes off and comes up and sings a beautiful song. Yeah. Me and Ashley go way, 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 way back. We played here with Loose Tubes a blank years ago. I just left a blank, I couldn't remember. Björn Hangsell on the bass trombone also played here with, and also I've left a blank there as well. Maybe it was ABBA. Did ABBA have a bass trombone? Should have done. Anyway, this is a tune called A House Is Not a Home by Bert Bacharach, sung by Ashley Slater. And it ends with my goodnight thought for Charlie Parker. Thank you.
Even when there's no one sitting there, but a chair is not a house, and a house is not a home when there's no one there to hold you tight, and no one there you can kiss good. Far apart, and one of us has a broken heart. Now and then I call your name, and suddenly your face appears. But it's just a crazy game. When it ends, it ends in tears. Darling, have a heart. Don't let one mistake keep us apart. I'm not meant to live alone. Turn this house into a home when I climb the stairs and turn the key. Oh, please be there, still in love with me. A chair. But a chair is not a house, and a house is not a home when there's no one there to hold you tight, and no one there you can kiss goodnight.
Thank you very much. That was Ashley Slater and A House Is Not a Home. I'm shocked by how fast time has gone. At gigs, you often hear the band members being announced to the audience, but rarely do you hear the audience members being announced to the band. So I did want to do this. I'll do it anyway. So tonight, Norbotten Big Band, you're performing for Ed Bennett, Bennett McLean, Cleveland Watkiss, Sid Peacock, Ivo Neem, Joe Roberts, Archie, Stuart and Megan Hall, Waterhouse, Francis, Ralph, Mr. and Mrs. Eld, and Mr. and Mrs. Brune, Emily, Valerie, Victoria Redfern, Diane McLean, Roz Rigsby, Tim and Hazel Adnett. Then in row two, we've got... that's row five. That's five. That's not... Oh, God. No, that's... Well, anyway, in row three, we have a very big Swedish delegation to whom we are eternally very grateful. And actually, having done all that, I'll just quickly announce this great band, Woodwinds, Håkan Broström on soprano, Jan Tellin, there's no time, Jan Tellin, bass clarinet, we'll do it later, bass clarinet, Jan Tellin, Mats Garberg, flute and piccolo, he's the whistleblower, every institution needs a whistleblower, Carl Martin Almqvist on the tenor, Per Moberg on the baritone. Trumpets, we have Bo Strandberg, Magnus Ekholm, Dan Johansson, Jacek Onoskajewicz. Trombones, Peter Dahlgren, Ashley Slater, Björn Hangsell. On tuba, Daniel Herskedal. On guitar, from Finland, Marcus Pessonen. And I've told you the rest. Technics, Mats Lundstedt. And let's play Star Eyes. I think we have time to play My Little Suede Shoes by Charlie Parker. Thank you. We have time, literally, for one quick one more piece. Beloved of Charlie Parker, it's called Star Eyes. And then everyone go home to bed. On the way out, I don't normally say this, but there are so many people here. If you buy this CD, I can start a new bank which invests only in jazz.
Thank you.
Django Bates and his beloved trio with Peter Brun on drums and Petter Eld on bass with the Norrbotten Big Band from Sweden, and a fantastic audience here at this late night jazz prom. An almost sold out house actually, and Django has really taken his audience with him over the years, from way back in the day when he had the Loose Tubes group through to today. And I think it's a very special project for him, this, because although he's led several big bands, this is his first ever piano trio, unbelievably. He always said he wouldn't have a piano trio, too sort of classic a jazz setting for him, but something about this group and the music of Charlie Parker enticed him to do so. And tonight, for only the second time ever, putting that trio together with a big band, playing the music of Charlie Parker, and as ever with a Django Bates concert, a few wild cards in there as well. A house is not a home, that Burt Bacharach tune. And if Django's known for writing perhaps sort of tricky, quirky tunes, we also saw his romantic and classic jazz side tonight with that piece, The Study of Touch, which I thought was absolutely beautiful. So, a wonderful night here. Another great jazz prom here at the Royal Albert Hall, live on Radio 3, the home of the proms. We'll be back here tomorrow night at 7:30 when the Philharmonia Orchestra under Esa-Pekka Salonen play Mozart and Bruckner's Symphony No. 7. There's also the UK premiere of Peter Urt vs. Do Re Mi with the violinist Midori as soloist. But for now, as Django and his trio and the Norrbotten Big Band take some well-earned applause.
I'm afraid time has beaten us. We are not allowed to play. And that's quite right. There's loads more music. Come tomorrow, there'll be more. Thank you so much, Norrbotten Big Band, beloved Charlie Parker, proms. Thank you.
There you go, Django. Not short of words tonight, never short of words. And having the last word, I'll hand you back now to Broadcasting House for the rest of the evening on BBC Radio 3. Over to Ian Skelly.
Jez, thank you very much indeed. Improvising to the very end. Jez Nelson at the Royal Albert Hall for our late night prom tonight. Available, as all the other proms are, on the iPlayer radio for the next 7 days, should you wish to hear that concert again.
The BBC Prom's focus on Polish music continues in the first of two concerts from the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra. Its new chief conductor, Wasili Petrenko, and two soloists making their prom's debuts. Biba Skrida joins them for the nocturnal fantasy that is Szymanowski's violin concerto, with Tchaikovsky's Winter Daydreams and Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances. In the second prom, there's Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 2 with Christian Ila Hadlin and the rugged landscape of Bruckner's Romantic Fourth Symphony. I'm Andrew McGregor. Join me for the Oslo Philharmonic's proms starting Monday evening at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Well, back to tonight. Aphex Twin, folk music from Nick Jones, and video game tracks by Rob Hubbard all formed, well, just part of Late Junction, which begins at a quarter to midnight tonight. And as Jez was saying, we're back at the Royal Albert Hall tomorrow for that concert given by the Philharmonia Orchestra, Esa-Pekka Salonen conducting. Very much looking forward to that new piece by Peter Urtvers, Do Re Mi. I wonder how that goes. And also music by Mozart. It's his sparkling overture to the comedy set backstage in a theatre, Der Schauspieldirektor. It's a fantasia in D minor tonight from Mozart, a form of music making that possibly came to Mozart after he heard the new music of C.P.E. Bach. It offered him a way of extending his improvisations in the concert hall. So from one improviser of today in the form of Django Bates, this is what it would have sounded like back in the 1780s. Maria João Pires recreates the impression here.
Thank you.
Fantasia in D minor by Mozart, brought expressively to life by Maria João Pires in a recording that she made in 1990. 20 to midnight now, and in 5 minutes' time here on Radio 3, Nick Luscombe will be here to bring you more late junctions of all kinds, and to take us there, someone who's long excelled in that vein. This is Christina Pluha and her ever-inventive group La Peggiata, and a piece which features in one of her most recent CD collections here. She called the CD the South American Project. This is a song in which Zamba sings against death. A song, Challenging Death, one of a collection of songs in a new CD from La Peggiata, directed by Cristina Pluja, the South American project. Well, that brings the time to a quarter to midnight. A very good evening to you if you've recently tuned this way. This is BBC Radio 3, broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM, on digital radio and in high-definition sound online. A quarter to midnight, a little later than usual. Time to welcome Nick Luscombe for this evening's Late Junction. Nick, good evening.
Good evening. Thanks very much, Ian. I've got more music coming up from video games. I've got another organ track. I've got Aphex Twin. And as much as we can squeeze into tonight's slightly shorter Late Junction, and we start with the sound of Ali Mohammed Bira.
Shagari di korapani sani sila sibiran tupan sibiran di What? Awash naman chesisu Yanni hiri ya naman rapisu Asko tula karati Zamani tole tole kagarati Awash naman shukisa Yanni hiri ya naman botisa
That's taken from the latest in the Ethiopic series, number 28, would you believe? And this edition compiles the music of Ethiopia's Oromo peoples. And it features that track, Awash, from 1975, from Ali Mohammed Beer. Late Junction, a little bit shorter than usual tonight, as I mentioned, but there's still time to tweet or email. The tweet is at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Late Junction, or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Let us know what you're up to as you listen to the programme this evening. As I keep the music moving along here with this brand new cover version of a Sun Ra classic from the National Jazz Trio of Scotland, this is My Tiny Butterfly.
My tiny butterfly butters my bread. My briny flutterby keeps me well fed. Why should I mutter? My tiny butterfly butters my bread. My briny flutterby keeps me well fed. Why should I mutter?
My tiny butterfly butters my bread.
My tiny butterfly butters
my briny flutterby keeps me.
Thank you.
That's Rahman from the 2006 Erelik album of traditional music from Azerbaijan. Like a really unique and beautiful combination of quite delicate playing mixed with that incredibly overdriven sound. And before that, from possibly my favourite record of recent weeks, Standards Volume 2, My Tiny Butterfly is the track I played you by Bill Wells' National Jazz Trio of Scotland. And they're a five-piece, by the way. Next up, Nick Jones, who is undoubtedly one of the finest artists to have emerged from the British folk revival of the mid-20th century. The next track is from the Game Set Match album, which gathers together a series of live performances from the late 70s, including this, Rufford Park Poachers.